That was the ending of Gifts for the Child of Winter, composed by Bob Chilcott in 2014. It was the first piece of the Oriana Consorts program that we called Cycles, performed on Sunday, December 2nd in Cambridge. In this Charles Bennett poem, we bring gifts for the child of winter who brings us endless summer in return. We followed that with Dominic Argento's Seasons, an a cappella cantata that covers the entire cycle of the four seasons of the year. The music begins not with winter, but with autumn. Followed by Winter. Spring. And finally, summer. Thank you. Then our program dealt with cycles in a different sense, which was the fact that some tunes about the Nativity have a way of turning up time and again in different centuries, always in a way that reflects musical trends of the time. The tune Gaudete, or Rejoice, for example, probably began as medieval monophony, but was then harmonized and published in the P.A. Cantioni's collection of 1582. In the year 2000, the American composer Stephen Sametz reworked the tune and words of Gaudete in a wild and adventurous manner, with fascinating meters such as 5-4 and 7-8 that are found in music of our era.
Gaudete, Gaudete, Gaudete.
The tune There Is No Rose first appeared in an English song collection in the first half of the 15th century as an early example of the style known as English descant.
There is no rose
It was again Stephen Sametz who reworked the words of this early piece, this time inventing totally new and different music in which tone clusters of accompanying choral voices provide an ethereal background to the solo voice. Angelus Ad Virginem was originally a 14th century piece for three voices, written according to the archaic harmonic principles of that time. It tells the story of the angel's annunciation to Mary and her response.
Angelus Ad Virginem, so vita singing cum clave, Virgin is for me the Mater Vocens in quintave.
1997, the Canadian composer Eleanor Daly reused the same words but rewrote the music in such a way that the four verses are each given with a different choice of choral voicing. In the first verse, the angel's appearance is told by the choral voices in unison. The composer writes Mary's answer to the angel in lovely four-part harmony. In the third verse, as Mary says that she is the Lord's handmaiden, she speaks through the tenor and bass voices of the choir. The final verse, a hymn of praise to Mary, starts with the upper three choral voices, with the basses soon joining. The mystery of the lowly animal's presence at the birth is stated in a chant melody from the 10th century, O Magnum Mysterium. Three composers, Adrian Velaert in the early 16th century, Tomás Luis de Victoria in the late 16th century, and Morten Lauridsen in the late 20th century, did not use this chant melody in their pieces on the O Magnum Mysterium words, but composed completely new music. First, the piece by Adrian Velaert. Next, the setting by Victoria about a quarter of a century later. Thank you. Finally, the setting by Morten Lauridsen a little over 400 years later. The tune In Dulci Jubilo, meaning In Sweet Exultation, is said to have been written by a 14th century monk after a vision of being visited by angels. It was harmonized 200 years later in a collection called Neue Deutsche Gesänge, or New German Songs, service music for the Lutheran Church. Here it is in that version, with the melody not in the top voice, but in the tenor voice. Fast forward some 200 years into the 18th century, and here is the same tune as harmonized by J.S. Bach. And finally, fast forward again, almost 300 more years, and we have the version of In Dulci Jubilo for jazz choir, no less, written by Matthew Culleton, a noted choral conductor and composer of the Upper Midwest. Thanks for listening to these samples from our November and December concert program. Do come hear all of this music at Oriana's final concert of this program, which takes place this coming Saturday, December 8th, at 8 o'clock p.m. at the First Lutheran Church of Boston, 299 Berkeley Street. See you there. I'm Walter Chapin, director of the Oriana Consort. Oh, and you can read the program notes about this concert if you go to Oriana's website, www.orianaconsort.org.